Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. We may be in the 21st century, but infectious diseases remain the number one killer of children and a major cause of death for adults.
Most are in developing countries, but many are in middle-income countries, and any of them are a plane ride away.
The most effective tool against infectious diseases are vaccines, but too few have been developed. So the leading science magazine, Science, asked which vaccine should we produce first? The result is a top 10 list.
Number one is Ebola Sudan, a virus related to Ebola Zaire, which spawned the West African outbreak that killed 11,000 people from 2014 to 2015.
Next is a virus spread by mosquitoes, chikungunya. As of January 2016, almost 700 cases involving 44 states were reported in the U.S.
Then we have SARS and Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome Virus, or MERS. MERS, which has a 50% mortality rate, is from Saudi Arabia but caused an outbreak in Korea. And SARS created a worldwide panic in 2004.
Among the world's deadliest microbes is the Marburg virus, a relative of Ebola with a mortality rate of 80%. And the remaining viruses on the list from Africa are Lassa and Rift Valley fever viruses.
Next is a bacterium from Southeast Asia called Salmonella enterica, responsible for 6 million annual cases of paratyphoid fever. The last two infectious diseases on the top 10 list are schistosomiasis and hookworm, both caused by parasites.
We hope these diseases do not spread to further shores. However, being prepared with cheap and effective vaccines is more prudent.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.